Thanks, Laura, for keeping the banter off the record.
We are recording.
Okay, we are recording. Good afternoon. This is the Portland Design Commission for July 2nd, 2020. Please note the commission hearings room at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue, room 2500B, is closed to the public due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Under Portland City Code and state law, the Design Commission is holding this meeting electronically. All members of the commission are attending remotely by video and teleconference. Through required public notice, the public is invited to participate remotely and can provide testimony during today's hearing. The commission is taking these steps as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and the need to limit in-person contact and promote social distancing. The pandemic is an emergency that threatens the public health, safety, and welfare, which requires us to meet remotely by electronic communications. Thanks to everyone for their patience, flexibility, and understanding as we manage through this difficult situation to do the city's business. Let's begin with introductions. First, Bureau of Development Services staff. I call on Brian Tierney. And Brian, after you introduce yourself, please hand off to another staff person.
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon. This is Brian Tierney. Laura Duvall.
Laura Duvall, hearings clerk. Tim.
Hi, Tim Heron, Design Commission liaison. And I will hand it back to you, Julie, to call out.
Excellent. Okay, commissioners, we're going to do the same thing. Always hand off. Let's begin with Commissioner Don Vallister.
Oh, yes, Don Vallister, Design Commissioner, handed off to Zari Santner.
Good afternoon. I hope all is well with everybody. This is Zari Santner, Design Commissioner.
And Zari, who do you hand off to?
Oh, I'm sorry. I hand off to Sam.
Sam Rodriguez, Design Commissioner. I hand off to Jessica.
Jessica Molinar, Design Commissioner, and I'm handing it off to Chandra.
Chandra Robinson, Design Commissioner, and I'm handing it off to Brian.
Brian McCarter, Design Commissioner, and I'm handing it back to Julie.
Right on. Okay, thank you very much, everyone. We are, the commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction or remodeling of projects within designated design zones. We are not paid, but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record and it's subject to rebuttal. So today's agenda, it's a big one. We have three type 3 land use reviews today. First, we will have items of interest, which will be short. We will move then directly into a type 3 land use review of the Conway Block 291 East. Following Conway, we will move to the Alamo Manhattan blocks in South Waterfront. And following Alamo Manhattan, we will move to the West Wind Apartments in the River District. We expect, if we follow the agenda closely, we expect to spend 2 hours on Conway, which means the Alamo Manhattan blocks should begin at approximately 3:45. And the West Wind Apartments then should begin at approximately 4:55. If there is any member of the public who is here for either Alamo Manhattan or West Wind Apartments, you are very early. You have time before you need to be here to listen or participate in either of those cases. So three type threes on the agenda today. So I will do a little bit of reading about the type 3 review process. This is the hearing process. Staff, in this case, for the Conway Master Plan, it will be Tanya Paglia, will show slides of the site and the surrounding area and will present a report which includes the applicant's proposal. It identifies the applicable approval criteria and it includes information on letters received on the request. Tanya's presentation will be followed by a presentation from the applicant. And then Tanya will prompt commission's discussion of topics, all topics noted in the staff report, but she will make a verbal presentation of discussion topics and findings and recommendation on the request, all based on the applicable approval criteria. If there is public testimony today, we will first receive public testimony in favor of the proposal. We will then receive public testimony in opposition to the proposal. And if there is anyone attending today who would like to testify, if you have not yet signed up, please let Brian Tierney or Laura Duval know, and they will add you to the list of people who would like to testify. Following the closure of public testimony, or following public testimony, the applicant will have the opportunity to rebut the testimony of opponents, and then we will close public testimony. If any person who testifies today requests the opportunity to submit additional evidence, the record will be held open 7 days to allow for that evidence to be submitted. And then the record will be held open an additional 7 days to allow all parties, the applicant, other interested parties in the neighborhood, to respond to that new evidence. At that point, the record will close to everyone except the applicant, who will then have 7 days to submit final written arguments, but no new evidence. That is the 777 rule, should the record be requested held open. If that happens, and if that doesn't happen, and if we find that the record is closed to all parties today, at that point, commission members will discuss and vote on the request. In the case of a tie vote on any motion, the motion fails. And if the commission's decision amends or overturns the Bureau of Development Services staff report, the adoption of new or revised findings is required. And when commission makes that decision to amend or overturn, the commission will announce when the revised findings will be considered. No additional testimony will be taken on that day, but interested parties are welcome to attend. So if there is anyone here today who is planning to provide public testimony, please know that testimony can only address the applicable approval criteria or other criteria in the comprehensive plan or land use regulations, which are believed to apply to this land use decision. The applicable approval criteria are set forth in the Portland Zoning Code and are identified in the staff report. Prior to the close of the hearing, anyone may request the opportunity to submit additional evidence or testimony. That's the 777 rule. We've already covered that. Failure to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the commission and the parties, all parties, an opportunity to respond to the issue precludes appeal to the Land Use Board of Appeals, that's LUBA, based on that issue. Failure of the applicant to raise constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to give the commission an opportunity to respond to the issue precludes an action for damages in the circuit court under ORS 197.796. Commission's decision on this case is final unless it's appealed to council within 14 days of the decision. If the decision is not appealed, it must be recorded with the Multnomah County Recorder. And specific instructions are provided with the notice of the commission's action. So this hearing is recorded, and all speakers should begin with their name and mailing address for the record. And with that, I am going to ask Tim Herron. Tim, do we have any items of interest today that you would like to share with commission?
No, not exactly. I just be mindful of the calendar ahead in July. We do have multiple dates at different lengths. One in particular, and I want to make sure we're tracking, is the July 14th date. For those of you attending, that's a Tuesday. That's a joint hearing day with the Landmarks Commission. It's on the calendar. They're all briefings. but they're really good briefings. So I know if you're attending, you'll appreciate them. I'm just looking up the agenda right now. It's for the Burnside Bridge earthquake readiness, South Park Block's master plan, and then the Southwest Corridor conceptual design report. So I guess, which is to say, I know it's a busy, it seems like a busy July. That date is briefings and advice. So a little, a little less intensive. So that would be my only other interesting item, unless you have others.
Okay. Does any commissioner have an item of interest they'd like to share?
I don't, but I have a question. Tim, am I correct that next week, July 9th, there isn't a commission meeting?
You are correct.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? All good. Okay. Tim, related to that Tuesday date,